before we begin Sif Beis, we actually didn't finish all the Mishnah Berurahs, and there's one very important Mishnah Berurah about the halachas of reading by the light of a candle. So we saw that in the Mechaber concluded Sif Aleph by saying V'chein b'ner shel shava, and the same would apply to a wax candle as well. What does that mean? That the same would apply to a wax candle that there's a chash Hashem Yata, the top of 108. So the Mishnah Berurah comments V'habach b'shem rasha Sif Katan Dal in the Mishnah Berurah Kasav denogu lahakel livdo kelim tzitzis velikros etzel ner shel shava. That our meaning is to be mako, to use an Ereshel Shava, which goes against all the above. Who had an Eitzel Ereshel Chelev? V'atam, d'bazel lo sheach shema yate, rak shema yimchot. He says, with these, you don't have the concern of shema yate, rather concern shema yimchot. Yimchot means that when you pull the, from the word machat, when you pull it, the wick, you could pull the wick through the wax. But there's no chash of Shema Yata. What's the most that a person would do is that a person would pull the wick to extinguish it. V'kibui ha'malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. So when it comes to a wax candle, you're never going to lean the wick in a particular direction that's going to cause you to be over mavir. The most that you would do is you would cause some type of kibui by diminishing it or putting it out entirely. So on the one hand, in general, there's room to say the Gzerah doesn't apply because Gzerah only applies to Yisurei D'Oraisa. On the other hand, one could say that since there are those who hold that Kibui is D'Oraisa, the Gzerah applies. Well, Yerabba, Kazer Shem Abusha Yantif, the B'ner Shal Shava Shayat Gamkein Shemi Yata. And El Yerabba quotes in the name of Abusha Yantif, then when it comes to Ner Shal Shava, you do have Shemi Yata. V'hevil Azeh Smuchim Medivre Ramban, V'chein Kasev Be'er Agra. So there is a discussion whether the whole Gzera exists. Now, the bottom line is that the Pashtus of the Gemara and the Mechaber, and as the Gra points out, is to be Machmir. However, already we had the Taz based on the Bach, who said that the Siba, the Gzera, should not apply. Umikol Makom, nearly, and here's the next part of the Kula of why Shemayat, the Minig Olam, is to be Mekel today. Yesterday we saw the minig to be makel in regards to kerosene lamps. We had a discussion about kerosene lamps. Now we're talking about wax, which is maybe common today. You'll see in a moment why I say maybe. Now here it's not so clear what starin is. The translation that they give you on some of the Mishnah Berurahs is very, very vague. I spoke to someone who is a native Hebrew speaker, and he said that it really doesn't mean anything, the definition that they give us, so we really need to look into the Yiddish. But let's leave it right now. Starin. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes similarly to what we saw last night in regards to the kerosene lamps, and that is, he says that when it comes to the starin, which is probably our type of candles, which is actually not shava, it's not wax, but it's paraffin. It's actually made from paraffin. So once upon a time, it was a real wax, even at times from fat of an animal. Today, it's made from a chemical called paraffin. So some thought that that's what this starin is. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that over here, there isn't a chash shemiyat. The kosh came to lo shaykh shemiyimchot, dor tzol ma'od vein tzar klal azeh. So a person won't pull the wax candle. So since it's not going to pull the wax candle, the halacha is that it's going to be, the Mishnah Berurah says that it would be mutter. Not everybody agrees with this psak in the Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look, the Chazon Ish again, as we alluded to last night, is not so excited about this. The Chazon Ish holds that not only is there gzeira in regards to the starin, but he says even electric lights, you would have the chash. What is achshash? What's achshash? And we pointed out that the shash is not shemiyichabe. So the achshash is, Rav Nissim Karelitz explains, that the achshash is that we're afraid he's going to adjust. He's going to adjust what? That if something's going to go wrong with the electricity, he's going to try to fix the electricity. And Rav Nissim Karelitz says that the same would apply for Ner Shel Shava, and that's why many were machmir against the... That's why some, I shouldn't say many, but that's why some were machmir. An interesting nafgamina would be, what about someone who would never adjust the electric box? It's something that he wouldn't do at all. So if it's someone, because of his chashivas, would never adjust at all, so then in such a case... Then we have a rule later on that by Adam Choshuv, we don't have the Chashash. Skip down to Siv Dalid. Adam Choshuv, She'ein Darko Chol Lahatos, Mutu B'chol Gavne. In those days, there were very, you know, royalty would never think of adjusting the candles. The servants would. So then you don't have the Chashuv Shemiyata. So Rabbi Nissim Karelitz in his Chumra is willing to give that someone who would never adjust the electricity, so then in such a case, because of his Chashivus, that he would never do that type of work, so then in such a case, maybe... that would not apply. How does this pan out for us? So, in terms of we saw that there was some, the Mishnah Berurah was already makel with kerosene in the Be'er Halacha, and that was already a reason to be makel on electric lights as well. The Chazon Ish we mentioned is machmir, and he's even machmir on neros shelanu. Now there is a third type of candle, which yesh lefalpo. The third type of candle is, it's actually the brand name is still, is actually the brand name is also the noun, and it's referred to in modern Hebrew as neronim. Neronim is a little bit different than most paraffin or wax candles, because neronim, when you light it, the what starts out as wax eventually becomes liquid. It becomes liquid. So here it might be closer to shemen, where the Mishnah Berurah was never matzdik as not having the chashash of shema yata, and it might have a chashash of shema yata. So again, Rav Nissim Karelitz is machmir yesh lefalpo. If one disagreed with the Chazon Ish, whether one would say that that would be mutter in such a case, because it does become liquefied. Of course, as we mentioned yesterday, Rav Shlomo Zalman tended to follow the kulos of the Mishnah Berurah, and we mentioned that the Chazon Ish was much more machmir, and even by electric he was as well. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me the following. He said, he took as a davar pashut that electric lights, there's more reason to be makel than any type of candle. Notice he thought that the chash that that's the point to his Rebbe as well, that Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't so excited about the chash as someone coming to fix electricity. So Rav Nevinzal thought it was actually better for a person to have the electricity lit in the house along with the Neros Shabbos, leaving aside the issues that we discussed in Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, because it's not really Mosif Ner. So that's a little bit of a problem. But in terms of Shema Yata, so Rav Nevinzal thought that once you already have the electric lights, then even if you find the Mishnah Berurah's Heterim of Neros as being a little weak, Rav Nevinzal thought that that would be better. So Atkan, the Asikum of the Poskim, obviously one needs to ask a Rav in terms of their own Hanhaga. Siv Gimel, Yesh Acher Imo, if somebody else is with him, Afilu Eina Kore, even if, we skipped the Mishnah Berurah, but we'll come back to Mishnah. Thank you. Only with one person is a problem. But if there are two, they could read together. That's what we call today something along the lines of a shomer. But that's only if they're learning the same thing. But if they're already learning two things, then it's not going to be enough. More of the halachos of that we're going to continue to learn as time goes on, but this is the basic rule in terms of when they're both reading together. So they have to be reading in yinechad. Even if they're learning together two svarim, because it could be the light is shining well in your sefer, it's not shining well in my sefer, So I might come to be miyata, and you won't even notice. V'lachein aser lomer piyutim b'lel yom tishchalius b'shavus b'sek nesetz v'chein noagim. And therefore it's aser to do piyutim because we had a chshash of shemayata. This is actually a collector's item for not for the halachas of Neros, but for the halachas of piyutim. And that is, here we see that the custom was to say piyutim on Lel Yomtov Shechalios B'Shavos. Of course, it would just be Lel Yomtov, so then it wouldn't be a problem. It has to be that there would be an Iser of Mavir. Mikur Dedina, on Yomtov, there isn't going to be that Iser, especially if you're being Mavir from one candle to the next. So therefore, when it comes to Lel Yomtov on Shabbos, then you're going to have the Chshash. These piyutim actually raise a problem, because these are piyutim in Ma'ariv during the Birchos Kriyashma. So Rav Nevinzal Shlita points out that itself is debatable. It was a whole big discussion. And he quotes that the minig of the Prushim Yerushalayim was not to say piyutim, and somehow that minig has spread today. I remember as a child, Holy Eden saying piyutim for long, long periods of time, especially in Nusach Svard, but more and more people become very from, like, at least on this regard. The other things they're not so from, but in this regard they become from that b'makbin not to say piyutim. Okay. In general, when people are more machmer than the previous generations, I don't get so excited. It's a new style of painting both sides of the ritzuas black. They say that Rav Yosha was not so excited about it. That Rav Yosha was thought it wasn't a bad idea. What's the cheshbon? Cheshbon is that if your ritzuas get turned around, so then you also have it black. The ritzuas shel Rosh. But for generations and generations and generations, nobody did it. So all of a sudden, and then I was very thrilled to see that the Rav who shul I davened by, Rav Benzion Vosner, Shlita, so he said his father thought it was ridiculous. For generations they didn't do it, and all of a sudden now we have okay. And this this is for the next set of film. Okay. Sif Gimel. Bezer Hashem. Im yesh acher imo afilo einikarev amar lo tein datcho lai shloata muter. So we've said that two people don't work when you have what? Two people don't work when they're reading different svarim. But if one is with him and he's not reading, and he asks them to be a shomer, then it's mutter v'adini amomer kein le'ishto. Adam choshev gedim z'mechar v'sivtal chein darko b'chol ha'atos mutter b'chol gavni. Such a case, it's going to be acceptable. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud, v'omer lo, dafka b'omer lo. That only works b'omer lo, like we described yesterday from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Al b'stam afil yesh b'nei b'ayis harbe chashin shol ashkich olav v'yavol lahatos l'ishto. That is very funny, because my wife is calling, as I said, the word l'ishto. Klomar shalo tomer d'ishto daite krov etzlo v'einu mishamarto. You wouldn't say that the wife would be mishamar kamash malon. That she is. Okay, I'm going to answer. Shakar. Hello. Hi, you want to be picked up?